This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. The most famous golfer in the world will help Akron say goodbye to its Bridgestone Invitational Tournament beginning tomorrow. This is the last year for the event that Tiger Woods has won 8 times. He's been trying to rebuild a career that was sidelined by a series of scandals and injuries. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, Woods returns to Firestone Country Club for the first time in 4 years, and he's always said this is one of his favorite courses to play.
It is amazing he's been gone that long, and of course, with this being the last one here, after a while, it got to be called the Tiger Tournament.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he owned it. He literally owned the course, owned the tournament. And when you look at the fact he's won it 8 times, and it's not like he's 64 years old, in a short period of time, the best of Tiger, which is saying a lot, since mm-hmm. you could argue he's one of the, if not the greatest of all time. I mean, basically, you're looking at, when he came along, he was like how LeBron came along in basketball. He was LeBron James of golf, because not only the greatness in his game, but the marketing, all that stuff, Tiger. So I think that's what it's exciting here, is that in the last year it's here, which is terrible that it's the last year it's here, having Tiger come back to try and make his biggest comeback.
What's the appeal of Tiger Woods? Because I watched the British Open, which he tied for 6th, which qualified him to be in the Bridgestone. I found myself rooting for him, and this is a guy that is probably the greatest golfer of all time. Fell from grace not that long ago. Why are we still rooting
for him?
Right,
and some ugly incidents, too.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a guy that—he also did have some back problems, some physical problems, but, some really messy tabloid stuff. Well, why do you think you were rooting for him?
I think I love a good comeback story.
When we see somebody who's been, frank, disgraced, embarrassed, and humbled— and then starts to come back, and even if they're still not the, quote, perfect person that we'd like them to be, there's something that draws us in. Either you want to see him come all the way back, or maybe you'd like to see him fail because you were angry about what he did before, but you look at any tournament, the camera just goes to Tiger.
Yeah.
People's eyes. Some of these tournaments where he was just fighting to make the cut after the second day, people were following him. He had the biggest gallery.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, go up to the average person on the street who's not a golf fan. Say, name 5 golfers on the tour right now. Just about all of them start with Tiger. And that's been another problem for golf is as Tiger declined and then disappeared, they've had some really good golfers, but nobody to generate the buzz like Tiger.
This is the last year for the Bridgestone in Akron, as the tournament itself moving to Memphis, getting a new sponsor, and then Akron getting a senior players championship next year.
Which is interesting for, on some levels, to see some of the older players. But the fact is, which has always been something dear to my heart, the Akron Golf Charities, which gives out over $1 million a year. A number of years ago, there was a one-year gap between the regular tournament and the seniors came in. And they went from over $1 million given away to about around 500.
Mm.
And if you're at Rainbow Babies and Children's, or you're at Children's Hospital, or you're at Haven Arrest, or Open M, these different charities that have gotten things over the years from there, when they cut that budget in half, basically, for charity, mm-hmm. a lot of good people are going to be cut out who really use this money well.
But it is kind of fitting to have Tiger Woods, who has owned this tournament, to be back.
This past weekend is the first time he seemed to be playing with some confidence, too. So in other words, I'm saying, Amanda, if he's going to win a tournament, you put him here where he has so much excellent history, a place he feels very comfortable, where you know the fans will go crazy for him. I mean, you talk about a home game, mm-hmm. even though he's from the West Coast, this will be it. So it'll be fascinating to watch.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.